להגיד, להגיד בבוקר הזה, להגיד, להגיד בבוקר הזה, להגיד, להגיד בבוקר הזה,
חברים אהובים, כלי עולמי.
Beloved friends, world clay.
אנחנו נכנסים
We're now entering a special period of time, the time of Pesach, Passover.
אתמול שמענו,
yesterday we heard from Rav, what is expecting from us?
הרב מצפה מאיתנו שאנחנו
Rav is expecting from us that we will open up the internality of our connection more and more. That each one of us will truly hold on to this internality.
מתוכו נפנה לבורא.
And from this connection, from within it, we will turn to the Creator so that He will bring us out of the exile of Egypt. And we have to put an emphasis on one thing, that the connection between us will be as high as possible, as strong as possible, so that it will include everyone, the entire world kli, so that we will rise to him, like Rav said, on a hot air balloon. And how are we going to do it? Every moment that we exist inside of Egypt, we're deeply immersed in the ego. And the Creator, what is He expecting of us? The Creator is expecting of us that we will be even closer to Him, even closer between us, and that we will cry out to Him. We will cry out to Him that He will govern us, that He specifically will govern us, and that we are not willing to remain in this Egypt anymore, not willing to stay even one more minute in the ego. And so we need to dig deeper into our lack. Friends, let's not forget that the Creator is the one who put us into this Egypt, into this exile. But he did it. He did it in order for him to deliver us from there. We can't do it alone. We must do it together. Each one must subjugate himself towards the collective. And only in this way, with a common request, we will be able to turn to him, so that he will take us out of Egypt.
Friends,
we spoke in this preparation and during the week in the tent about how much we need to delve even deeper into our lack, to scrutinize it even more. What is this lack? What does it rise from? What precisely, how exactly do we need to direct ourselves? Which way? What else do we have to add to ourselves in order to awaken? To awaken to a common appeal that the Creator will bring us out of Egypt. This actually is our work, to scrutinize the common deficiency and raise it. As Rabash says, this is the true prayer. So let's truly, during this lesson, let's search for the deficiency, and for certain we will find sufficient forces to awaken ourselves and ask the Creator to deliver us from the exile, to deliver us from Egypt.
Now, in order for this to really happen, we searched and found three very powerful excerpts that we'd like to delve deep into in this preparation, and with these excerpts and with the connection between us, with the Creator help, to really do what Yael talked about. So the reader will read every excerpt twice, and after each excerpt we'll sing, all of us, all over the world, everyone sings, and we'll try to unite as we sing and as we read and come out through the exit with God's help. The reader.
Rabash writes, the whole matter of the exile in Egypt was in order to receive vessels and a need for the great lights called the inheritance of the land. This is what Abraham was perplexed about and said that he did not see that his sons would have a need for these great lights. And since there is no light without a vessel, it turns out that even if there is a desire to give them, but they have no vessels in which to receive. For this reason, they were given the exile in Egypt, where through the questions and arguments of the Egyptians, they will be continuously emptied from what little Kedusha they had acquired, and they suckled from them. For this reason, they will always need to ask the Creator to illuminate their way so they can go forward. Let's read it again. The whole matter of the exile in Egypt was in order to receive vessels and a need for the great lights called the inheritance of the land. This is what Abraham was perplexed about and said, that he did not see that his sons have a need for these great lights. And since there is no light without a vessel, it turns out that even if there is a desire to give them, but they have no vessels in which to receive. For this reason, they were given the exile in Egypt, where through the questions and arguments of the Egyptians, they will be continuously emptied each time from what little Kedusha they had acquired, and they suckled from them. For this reason, they will always need to ask the Creator to illuminate the way for them so they can go forward.
צריך לעמוד תמיד על המשמר, כל היום וכל הלילה.
You must always stand guard all day and all night, when you feel a state of day or feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day, and yours is also the night.
שגם הלילה.
Thus, the night, too, the darkness of night, comes from the Creator, to man's favor, too, as it is written, day to day utters speech, and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. And you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us. Again. You must always stand guard all day and all night. When you feel a state of day or feel a state of night, we say to the Creator, yours is the day and yours is also the night. Thus the night, too, the darkness of night, comes from the Creator to man's favor, too. As it is written, day to day utters speech, and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself, and you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Ata bakarta anu mikola mi ata otanu beratsita banu romentanu mikola shono ata otanu beratsita banu romentanu mikola shono rekidashtanu bemisoteha במצוותיך וקירבתנו מעלינו לעבודותיך לשמך הגדול גדול והקדוש עלינו קראת לשמך הגדול גדול והקדוש עלינו קראת אתה בחר
Yes, beloved friends, and now we have a last effort to make in order to enter one heart, so that we will be rewarded with the Creator's response. So now we have a silent workshop. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Again, let's enter a connection with one heart and feel the Creator there.